pay more than the women. But you know, they make the job so easy.
This is gender work agenda. Hey, they don't pay more.
Oh, they do.
If you think about it,
they do.
Hi guys, we are back. Welcome to the Lift Podcast. I'm Victorine, your co-host.
Well, and I'm Bella Mundi. As always, we have to do this together. It's important, and we give you the aspect, you know, the aspect of the fashion industry that you never really think about, which is the business side.
Yes,
so
definitely.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
And guess who's here with us?
We have a new special guest today.
Come on, Mumune Fiado.
Yes, I said it right.
Yes, you actually got it right.
She got it right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Go you.
Welcome to the Lift Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You look fly. I mean, as a stylist, of course. What do you expect?
Yeah, she's like the best stylist in Ghana.
Yeah, she is.
The best stylist.
Yeah. So you've probably seen us tag Bevay Styling. She styles the likes of Jackie Appiah. She styles Victorine and myself and all the big superstars. And here she is joining us. How you doing?
I'm good.
You look fly.
Thank you.
So what made you choose pink today? Yes, tell us. I mean, your whole ensemble.
So the pink was purposely for leave. Trust me. I was like,
she's very intentional, guys.
You have to be.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to rep the brand. So coming here, I had this fund. And I was like, I have to show up in pink for you.
And look at you. Gorgeous.
I'm repping.
We didn't get the memo much.
She did the thing.
Oh, but you have the teeth on.
We are watching it. Today we are in white, guys.
Yes, we are.
So, Bubune, we really wanted to have you today. This month of January is the fashion month, you know.
Okay.
We talk about business, right? But creative industry, you know, all of that. And for us, I think it was important to have that side, that, you know, aspect of coming from the stylist.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't talk a lot about stylism, you know, in the industry. And I think it's good to have the insights.
Okay.
I hope you are ready for the...
I'm game, girl. I'm game.
So please, you know, tell the people, tell us, you know, who Bune is, where you come from, you know, your background, your upbringing. Please.
Okay, Bubune, I don't really say much about myself when it comes to family, because I grew up from a very nuclear family, we're not much. My mom, dad, later they separated, so I had to like move from, you know, that story. So I grew up being that child. I was an introvert. I was really not introvert, but like I was a timid child growing up, because of my background at home, I didn't really have that kind of support. I always see myself to be that lonely child.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I do. Like, I'm the last of three girls. So I have big sisters and I'm always there.
Are they all studying too?
No.
Just checking.
Funny enough, I'm the only fashionable one in my family. I took that from my dad. My mom always tells me, oh, my dad back in the days, he was that guy that he was always in shoes. Those olden days, like kind of people. So I took that from my dad. I fast forward, I went to school, went into uni. So when I got to uni, I realized anytime people I was giving money, right, for my upkeep, I wouldn't spend the money. I would rather save the money, go to TS, and buy nice clothes.
Most of you
for
know
myself.
TS. No, it is not Chanel.
That's
it is Tema Station.
It's for people who don't know what TS is.
Yes. It's the lows of the lows.
So I'll wear that, take it to school. And I was that girl, I told you earlier, that I was that girl that I like to keep to myself. So in school, I would always be the first to get to class. And I would always sit in front. Right after the lecture.
Class perfect.
The fact that I just didn't want to get involved with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But a lot of people noticed me. So to tell you the truth, what was drawing people closer to me was what I was wearing. So I would attract friends, female.
I mean, fashion is making a statement.
Yes.
Right?
That thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, where did you get that pair of jeans from? I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to like get a lot of friends. I made friends through like how I was always putting my clothes together. Mm-hmm.
So you were the it girl in school when it came to fashion.
I was the it girl because of the way I was looking. Mm. Yes, I will humbly say that. Mm. Yeah.
But you didn't think that styling was going to be a career for you at that time. You just love to put clothes together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Funny enough, I've always loved to be a marketer. I remember when I was young, when I see women in cars, big positions, I was so inspired by that.
Mm.
I think 2 months ago I went to like Kutubabi,
mm-hmm.
and I saw one girl. I was driving and the small girl was looking at me and she was like, "Oh mommy, I like that woman. I'll buy that car when I grow up." And you know, I saw the mini me.
Yeah.
I was so impressed. I was like, "Girl, you're going to make it," because that was how I was feeling when I was young.
Uh-huh.
So I always wanted to be a marketer, like a very influential woman that had power.
The marketers out there.
I know. So styling just happened like one. So for the longest time with my friends, anytime they are going out, they will always call me, "Oh, Bubu, what? I have a date. What do you think I should wear?" Mm-hmm. So they'll be like, "Okay, so I'd go in."
Mm-hmm.
I was doing it out of passion because mm-hmm. the joy of mm-hmm. seeing them looking good was what I really wanted. So one time, a friend of mine just invited me off on set.
Mm-hmm.
She was a designer back then. So she invited me there. Oh, I'm giving clothes to this woman celebrity. That was like 8 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, 8 years ago. So that morning I had traveled and I got in. And she was like, "Oh, we are coming to pick you right now. We are coming to shoot. Like, there's a shoot in Chisako. Just take me."
Mm-hmm.
So I got there. I saw the stylist that was styling the celeb. I was just so itchy. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, "God, what's happening? What's this girl doing to this
man?" Mm-hmm.
So my friend just said, "Oh, my friend is a stylist." And that was it. So the lady was like, "Okay.
Good job, friends."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but it's just unfortunate before we fell off. Still breaks my heart, but that's it.
It's one of those things.
Yeah, because she saw that in you even before
everybody else. Actually, yeah.
Seriously, and I hold her dearly, because for her to even mention my name for the next day, for me to have a call that, "Hey, I need you to style me for this platform."
Just like that.
That was it.
Wow.
That was it.
That was the beginning.
That was the beginning. So she just called me, "Hey, I'm performing on this stage today. Can you get an outfit for that? Can you arrange that?"
Were you nervous?
I wasn't.
Because you've not done this before professionally.
I wasn't.
And this is someone who's going on stage. You know, like, that's the personality. You're clashing. Because it is about what you think will look good on her. And then she says, "No, but I think this will look good on me." You didn't have that experience.
You don't know her.
Yeah.
Funny enough, to be honest.
You were just ready.
Yeah, I think I was just ready. Why? Because I think I was just ready. It came out natural. And can you believe the first outfit I took? The first
she liked it.
She liked it, and that was it.
Oh.
That was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
For your first gig.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Because I was in corporate. Right. Like, I was...
Tell us about
corporate.
That, you know.
So corporate, right?
Mm-hmm.
After service, we are all done with national service and stuff like that. So you have to get into the real world and get to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked into this company and the guy was like, "Don't jump, like my kids and stuff like that."
Mm.
He was like, "This guy's right here, girl." And he was like, "Come and sit on me."
Oh!
And you know, I'm so open to even talk about, mention the company's name, but let's just But like, you know what? That was when I realized that, damn, things are really happening.
Yeah.
For me to go to school with my certificate and you were telling me I have to be smart. And that was the last time I held my resume. I was like, damn, I'm not
doing
this. Because I'm like, why would I go through all this and then come here for you to tell? The guy was like, "Can you kiss me?"
Ooh.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, for real. I was like, imagine what's happening.
As like a young girl.
Yeah. Looking for a job.
Mm-hmm. I didn't just want work. I didn't fall for that, seriously, because I knew, I say all this very humbly because I knew what I had in me, mm-hmm. seriously, because I knew what I had to offer.
You don't have to say it humbly. Say it.
You knew what you had. And I was like, oh, you have to be, if you want to be smart, you want to get the show, you have to
be on top of it.
The guy just said that openly to me, and I was like, oh, really, is this what really happens in the corporate world?
What did you honestly tell me in your mind? I'm sure you're probably looking at him like,
I wanted to give him like a
joker.
Like, no, really, I really wanted to, because you don't take advantage of people, mm-hmm. right, because you feel you are in a position where you can help.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him, because that's where the society perceives women to be. It's like you'd have to be taken advantage of before you mm-hmm. get a recognition. If you don't go through that, you don't earn self-respect and stuff like that.
So
it's so crazy. Yeah. So my heart now, I hope I'm not diverting.
No.
Every girl to really understand or value themselves and know what they have.
Exactly.
Because if you don't know what you have, mm-hmm. you'll be selling yourself short mm-hmm. all the time.
Self-confidence. Yeah. You don't know yourself. Yeah. Love yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Wow.
So that was how I left the corporate world. So my family was like, oh, after all these things, investment, you're just going to waste it.
So what did you study? What did you study?
I'm a marketer.
Ah.
So you ended up
studying. Yeah, I'm a chartered marketer.
Ah.
So I went to do science, but trust me, I was a big mess. Yeah. my daddy wanted me to do science so much. I just didn't like it. Marketing was like my mm-hmm. forte. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what I really wanted to do. So right from that, I was like, corporate, never.
Hmm.
I was like, never.
So that was the plan.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So let's see how it works.
Uh-huh.
So right after that,
that's when you got the gig?
I just got the gig. And that was how it happened.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't go.
You don't go through that transition phase where, you know, you're trying to look for what to do next, trying to look for another job maybe.
No, I didn't look for another job because I was just angry for the fact that I had to stay in school, come out with a certificate like that, and then would have to go through. So I was asking myself, so why did I even go to school?
Yeah.
Because this was the option.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just so angry. I think through that anger, God just wanted me to know that mm-hmm. He had a purpose for my life.
Yeah.
Most of the times we don't really even see His direction till we take the move.
That's it.
So I say this, supposing I didn't adhere to mm-hmm. my friend's invitation, I would have missed out on my destiny.
Yeah.
And maybe it could have taken me 10 years before that opportunity would even be landed.
That's true.
Lesson in that is
you have to be very you have to
be ready. Yeah.
You have to stay ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how you stay ready is, you know, before the opportunity comes, you need to be doing other stuff. Like, you know, like while you are maybe doing like a corporate job.
Yeah.
You know, do the things that you are passionate about. Mm-hmm. You know, meet those people, go mm-hmm. out there, and that is what is preparing you for the next opportunity.
Yeah.
Your purpose in your life, so that when it comes,
you're ready.
Yes.
Because what if, you know, that gig came but you were not ready?
Ready, exactly.
So you missed out also mm-hmm. on
yeah,
that.
From that, mm-hmm. you know, exactly. So I would say that the waiting time I was actually using it for my friends. When my friends are Florida, I'm always dying there. I'm always excited. Mm-hmm. I want to see you looking so fly in your veins. So they are always calling me, oh, Bobo, I'm traveling. What should I wear? Mm-hmm. So I would help them go to the stores, mm-hmm. and try the clothes on. Mm-hmm. You know, that was what I was doing. Out of, like, I think I was just being playing.
Yeah.
But that was like,
It wasn't playing.
Looking back, I realized that was the preparation moment for me.
But when did you realize this could actually be a business for your career?
That I'd have to think through, because I had an incident right after the whole thing when I started studying. So people started taking advantage of me. Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. For it took me for me to say with what I've been doing for the past 8 years. Mm-hmm. It took me 3 years to actually finally say that I'm in business.
Mm. Yes. 3 years.
3 years. Yes.
Ooh.
3 years to really run the chats, really run my life properly, the mm-hmm. business. Put it in some sort of structure. It took 3 years.
Hmm.
Yeah, 3 years.
So those 3 years.
Those other moments. I was just a young girl. Mm-hmm. I was trying to
be your dream.
Yes. So I'm sure 3 years. Before then, supposing somebody beat me up to it, I'll be like, the person is joking.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to walk through that part myself and then realize that, okay, since you're in this, what's the impact?
Yeah.
What footprints are you leaving for the next generation coming mm-hmm. up? Because hair styling is like the toughest thing ever, like here in this part of the world. Like for somebody to move from what's it called, a designer to mm-hmm. a stylist, it takes a whole lot of education.
Yeah.
And I would say that the reason why I have never given up is the people behind me.
Because
if this dream dies, who else will take over?
Yeah.
I really want people to actually look at me, look at my life and see that, okay, this lady started this years ago, then it's doable.
Yeah.
Because at a point, I really just wanted to take this mantle off and be like, no, I want to do something else. You know? Yeah.
So it's a legacy thing, right? You want, beyond all of that, what is your why? Right? So the why you are doing this?
First of all, I would say the why is for the women I serve.
Mm.
Trust me, the fulfillment.
You must see mm-hmm. a lot.
Look, sorry?
You must
see mm-hmm. yeah. Sincere.
You see a lot.
Yes, yes. The passion, people ask me about other businesses,
mm.
but the fact that I see women looking beautiful,
right.
It gives me so much fulfillment. Like it gives me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when a woman is beautiful, she feels really confident
yeah.
in herself. And this is what I do. Exactly.
Look,
you know, back in that office, supposing I didn't have that self-confidence,
yeah.
that would have been it.
Yeah,
and I would have been in the fall of a man for the rest of my
exactly.
life. I would think I'll find solace in the man,
yeah.
providing for me. But you know, for a woman, when you have the confidence, you're able to work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's mm-hmm. that's the basis of everything.
Yeah.
That's also what what we are doing.
Yeah.
It's for the woman. Women.
Yes.
It's the beginning of everything
yeah.
in life.
Yeah.
If you don't know yourself and love yourself, what can you do?
Exactly.
All your choices in life, like even mm-hmm. the people you associate yourself, your career choices, everything.
Yeah.
It all comes back to who you are.
Yeah. Who you really are.
Yes.
If you're 7, I say this, I've said this countless times, like if I die, God forbid, I'm not dying now, but
no.
I know I've lived a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The impact I have given to women,
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people
would
talk about it, mm-hmm. and that's the purpose.
Yeah.
That's the purpose we are here. Yeah.
What's the Ghanaian fashion industry like? Are we understanding the need for a stylist, or we're still?
Yeah, I'm sure you go through that.
Yeah, gradually getting there.
Okay, for me, honestly, I would say this: it all depends on every brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bella, what is Bella's goal in life?
Yeah.
Somebody, I just said this couple of hours ago to someone that. I am dreaming of building a multi-million or whatever, an empire,
mm-hmm.
or like having a lot of businesses. But somebody is just looking for a key somewhere,
yeah.
like one container, and he or she, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, when you want to match that, there's going to be a lot of conflict. Mm-hmm. So depending on how the fashion industry, it all depends on the individuals,
yeah.
where their foresight is, the goal, what they want to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just want it for themselves,
mm-hmm.
but some other people want to leave a legacy.
A legacy, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so that is why you see a lot of businesses like, I've really studied, in as much as I'm a fashion person, I love to work with numbers.
Mm.
I love numbers. I love to see into the future. I love to see businesses thrive. Why is this business thriving? Do you know why? Because I've realized that outside, right, a lot of people invest in big brands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but here there is no trust. We are not able to come together as a people to collaborate, to do something. Yeah. Once I posted a picture on Instagram and I said collaboration is key, somebody DM'd me that, oh, you have to be careful about collaborations. I feel if I give out information to somebody to change their lives, or irrespective of the career path person, even if the person is my competitor, I don't mind.
You don't mind, yeah.
You know, when you're sufficient, you are not scared.
You are not in that space.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you see, it boils down to the insecurities I'm talking about.
Yes.
When a woman is confident, she's confident about her home.
Yes.
You know that if you're insecure,
that's when
you try to.
That's true.
Yeah. And if every woman would understand, the three of us, like the way we think, look, we'll be more
progress. Yeah.
Because we do it all.
Mm-hmm.
We do it all.
100.
It's always another one coming to tear you down, to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It pains me to see the state of...
But how do we get there? Because I fear for the... I have a daughter.
Yeah.
Trust me. I would want her to have that sort
confidence.
Of confidence. So how do we train them?
It takes us, you know, one by one. You know, you install that in your child.
Yeah,
child.
And you do it. Like, we all do it. Yeah.
And then you get
the young girls that you see.
Yeah.
You have to empower them, let them know how powerful they are, how they can be able to work for themselves.
Exactly.
And leave like a legacy
behind.
And I believe one thing. And for the longest time, I had felt that, I'm not on maxing covers with like all that. But this is what whispers like in my ears all the time. I get this all the time, that the women you're serving, you can see the impact in their lives.
Yeah.
That alone.
Yeah.
It's beyond fashion wise.
It's beyond that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, so what would you give like as advice for a young stylist who wants to be like the way, you know? What would be your, let's say, three advices that you give?
Okay, so I learned this just 2 years ago.
Mm.
The whole journey, right? If you look for solutions, right? That is when money comes.
Yeah.
Don't look for money first, because money will come and it will go. But when you're serving, you have a solution to people's problems.
Yeah.
Money will start chasing your life, you know? So always find your purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me because you feel, oh, Bune is a celebrity stylist and whatnot. So you just want to be like me. I have been through it. I've been through disappointment. I've been through the struggle. I've been through the, there's a word I want to use. That I've been through phases where people didn't really even believe in what I was doing. They were like, what is she doing? Like, you know.
Like, you're just going to buy like clothes for me. I can go and
Exactly.
But you know what? I fought it. I was like, no, I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for them, but I did it for myself. Because I knew the purpose that had been assigned to me. And I'm like, if I fail, it's going to be to my detriment.
Yeah.
Not for them.
Not them.
So I had to keep moving. I would say for styling here in Ghana, it's not easy. If I say it's easy, it's a big, big lie.
We haven't caught on yet, have we?
No. Because people say that all the time. Oh, I can get a clothes. And you know, eventually a lot of people fall out.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And a lot of people fall out. I think naturally my, the way I'm built, right? When I was in school, I'd say this. The courses we were running, a lot of people were just withdrawing.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. But I really wanted to do that. I did it.
Yeah.
I did Association of Business Executives. And a lot of people didn't want to do it because it was just too difficult. But I was like, I have to do it.
It's a difficult thing. When people think that it's difficult, I'm quitting. But what you are facing,
I was like, no, I have to do this. I'm really curious. I want to see what's out there.
So I did it. So with styling, there are a lot of challenges when it come. As I said earlier, it took me 3 years to actually put a business together, be like a business owner. Mm-hmm. But through those times, I've gone through a lot of downs and ups and all that. I didn't just leave it.
Yeah.
I wanted to reach the other side of life of success.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that, okay, styling can actually make it successful. Mm-hmm. So if I'm able to set this precedent, I'm sure the people behind me would be empowered.
Yeah. So at the moment, is it making you money?
What you can say?
Please. You don't have to tell them how much.
Of course.
Like, you get money from styling?
Yes, I am.
Good money?
Yes.
People are willing to give up because you see...
Yes. I'm
saying that because you have to think of how much you're paying the stylist plus how much you're paying for the fabric you're buying, the hair, the makeup,
transportation,
all those things. And so that's what I keep asking, that have people bought into the idea of styling yet? So are they paying? They are.
Yeah.
So they're happy.
Yes.
That's
and
good.
I have clients, majority of my clients are in the US.
Yeah.
And then the UK. They understand that, you know, they are ahead of us, like when it comes to the fashion sense. They understand personal branding more than we do. They feel they always have to leave a mark when they are out there. But here it's like anything goes. So here, some people are getting, you know what, I've realized that when people get to that state, they realize that they need it.
They
and
need
that
it.
Is when they come for the solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you get
yeah.
it. Because I've had instances where they might not really see it. It's no fault of theirs, because that is not what they've been accustomed to understand.
Well, these are all new.
It's new
jobs, and people will be like, but outside it's like something that has been there for a long time. So somebody reaching out to me from the US or any part of the world, they understand, they've seen it's been in existence for some time. But
so
here it's coming on a slow pace.
But you live in Ghana.
Yes.
Most of your clients are in the US and the UK.
Yes.
How do you style them?
We do virtual styling all the time. I do virtual styling. Yes, virtual styling.
Is it as good as being there physically?
It is more than, because I create the mood boards. I send you all the visions of things that I've envisioned.
Uh-huh.
So based on that, we shop or we make clothes to suit your personality. Yeah.
I see.
Okay. I do virtual styling most of the time. I schedule, because of the time difference, we schedule a call most of the time. And then when the outfits are bought, we assemble it, we try them on, the hair, the makeup. Yes. Yes.
And some of them also can fly you out for songs.
Yeah.
Big events. I've been doing that.
Weddings.
Ah,
that's
nice.
Yes. That's
gracefully,
good.
Humbly.
Please put this humbly aside. You're doing the job. You're doing the job. Do it anyway. And go down on.
No, and all glory to Jesus.
Of course.
Trust me.
Of course. And now the vim is coming. I mean, humbly. No, we ain't doing that. We're not agreeing.
Share with us your proudest moment, your biggest milestone, your biggest success so far.
I think my biggest success will be the women I've trust me. I love women dearly. You guys don't understand. The vision is for the women. I just want to see women empowered. I just want to see women, people that have been through the struggles of life, find themselves through how they look.
It's funny, Bumule, the first time I met her, Bumule doesn't know me from nowhere. Bumule looked at me, he's like, why? No. You see everything that you are doing, all the speaking engagement, you need to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that about her. She didn't know me from nowhere.
Yeah.
She started giving me advice.
Really, was I?
Yeah.
Maybe I was in the spirit.
Yeah. Maybe she was in the spirit.
I can, that was, I can testify that you really do it for the woman.
It's all woman good, you know. When we win, when a woman wins, I have won.
Yeah.
You know.
But the way you're pushing this woman agenda, the men are looking at you like,
no, I'm a man.
But you're
I love men.
You style them.
No, I style men. Men are like,
men are not complex as how we are. I do get men clients. They'll be like,
I see.
Okay, Bubune, I'm going for this, that. Okay, anything you bring.
Okay.
A woman, you would have to, you know, we have a lot of insecurities. Mm. I have them. We all have them.
Like, you
have to talk to them. You have to affirm them. Yeah. That is what sisterhood is all about.
Yeah.
You hold them. For them
it's
to
true.
Be confident.
Like you said, oh, you wear this coat. Oh,
my hair look.
Yeah, my hips are too
you
big.
You know?
Yeah.
Not
like
that for
yeah.
a man,
no.
Not like that for a man. So I'm like, you know why I don't really give much attention to men? Men pay more than the women. But you know, they make the job so easy.
It's like gender roles
agenda.
They don't like, pay more.
Oh, they
because
do.
If you think about
they do. Well, to be honest, the men they like, okay, so give me your budget. Okay.
It's because you're a woman, so they don't see why they should negotiate. That's why.
Maybe. But I see their job to be like free money.
They don't
make me do anything like I don't know what
you know why they want you to be because they don't know how to go and buy.
Yeah,
makeup style.
You know what's
that?
You know, you just
look
like
clothes,
and shoes, and that's then it. Good grooming. Like you know,
that's
most
all.
Men, so you have to go through the etiquette system, like with them. So sometimes I help them. Some men don't even know how the colognes to use for the day and the ones to use in the evening.
Oh,
yeah. All that is really important.
Go to like Mani Pedi.
Yeah.
All that.
Specials.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
I see. Styling men. I'd like to see you in.
Hey,
the
men. I have styled men, couple of men, but usually private because they wouldn't want you.
They don't want people to know
that. Even the women, I feel like you have
most 60% of them.
So more corporate women.
More corporate women.
Yeah.
The CEOs, the entrepreneurs, and the people that are trying to work on themselves, like and the divorcees and all that. When you come out of, we are fortunate enough by the grace of God that we are in a good space where the men we are with, they really hold us down.
I can understand.
Women are going through it and they their self-confidence and
everything
you know,
is at a low.
Imagine being with somebody for that long and the kind of words the person
that
so
they
demean verbal abuse, so you are worthless.
So basically you are like a therapist.
Yes,
you're
I should
like
be
constructing the
I should be
minister.
That's therapist because you have to rebuild them, give them confidence.
Exactly.
So women like that, those cases are cases dear to my heart. Because I wouldn't want a woman falling. You know, in the psychiatric now, 80% of the women there are people that have been through this bad marriages. So if women are encouraged, they feel loved, they feel accepted, then they become really confident about themselves.
Oh,
yeah. Through that, they can be able to work.
Work and make more money.
No,
make more money so they can pay for more styling.
I know.
That's the whole idea.
Oh, what's up? And the compliments. Like I had this client. I met her through a friend. So she was like, oh my God, Bubune, you styled me. You know, that red dress you styled me with. Do you know I got a boo out of it?
Hey!
It's like the guy was like, on the first day I met you, you were in the red dress. The guy actually remembers the dress the lady
that she was wearing.
Yes.
To get
so
it,
you see.
If you want.
You need a red dress from Bubune. That's a magic one.
She'll just be for the right man, for the right job, for the
right
thing,
the
right
job.
Yes.
So what color do you wear if you want to attract a lot of money? Like you're working hard and you need a salary to go up. What color do you wear?
No, I think you just have to be confident. No, I don't think there's a...
please give us the color.
We all have different complexion, you know, our body types are different.
Mm.
So colors that would work on me wouldn't work on it all depends on the individual and the space you are in.
Mm.
If you're in the work mood, you are in the entertainment industry. So somebody can be in the corporate world, like the corporate world.
Yeah.
So their sense of fashion is going to
totally
be far from yours. Mm. Yes.
Have you had to walk away from a client because they just would not accept your styling?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you just couldn't also accept what they wanted to wear.
Recently.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
yes. So she hired you.
She hired me.
And you fired yourself.
Yeah, no, I had to because of my brand. Because I remember when I started here, people didn't really understand what I was doing. They wanted it. The thing, I think Hollywood, unapologetically, I say that all the time, I want people to just enhance their beauty, not to take away from their whole personality. Yeah. So that's it. But here, they were not really getting it. Because I'm a very minimal person.
Yeah.
I don't like to overdress or do a lot of stuff on looking like a clown. I say this, when people look at you, when people look at you, it's two things. It's either you're classy or you're trashy. So you have to choose the strategy. So there's nothing in between. So that was what
the direction. We are in the classy section here.
So the direction of the brand, I think that I knew from day one.
Right.
The direction of where I wanted my brand to be, I knew that because I didn't want to be known for the classy. That was a sector I chose for women, to empower women.
Right.
So I didn't want to do too much that I'll be in the faces of people. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that was how that was the direction. So people really didn't understand that.
So you had to let go of the money as well.
I did.
You fired yourself from that job.
Because that was the only job I had to do that.
Oh, it was hard then.
It was hard because it wasn't resonating with my brand. I was like, nah, if people see this, it's not really going to go well on the record. I just had to tell
how did she take
I'm
it?
I'm sorry. Oh, she's cool. She was obviously she wasn't even seeing it the way I was seeing it. So
okay.
I was like, okay.
I see.
Interesting.
But anyways, so anybody who wants to go into styling at this point here in this country, if you have to give them any tips, what would it be?
Tips? What would I say?
Without giving off too much of your secret ingredient.
Oh, secret ingredient. There's nothing. It's just by the grace of God. You have to be consistent. I think the consistency is the thing because people want to see progress before they approach. If there's no consistency, there's never going to be an approach. So if you give up along the line, it's that's you. But if you push through, it's really good. And I think this applies to life in general. Anything you do, you have to put it at heart. Make sure you're consistent. You don't, it goes back to the purpose. So if you're purpose driven, I don't think things will let you back up.
Definitely.
Purpose driven.
Yeah, you have to.
Just find your purpose. Yes. I think it's sometimes, for some people, it takes them years.
I'm telling you. And you know, Bella, but you need to the find biggest it. Thing in life is finding your purpose.
Yes.
If you don't,
You'll be roaming around.
I tell this to my mom. Told me the last time I was having you know, my mom, we're talking. My mom is like my bestie.
Okay.
And the next thing I want to tell her everything that has happened. So I told her that when you find your purpose early in life, trust me,
that helps.
It helps because there are a lot of people out there. They are wondering what they can really do.
I know a lot of people like that.
Being like a Christian, there are many times I've gone to God that what is it, why am I here, and what I keep hearing is I've given it to is in your hands. You can't take it off. So till I took that mantle and I started holding onto it, that was when my business changed. That was when, because he's like, that's all you have. So you either use it or you leave it. So I'm like, if I leave it, I'm going to go hungry. So I better make good use of it. So here I am now. And then I'm working it. I'm working that journey.
So what's next for Bubune?
Next.
Tell us.
When do you see yourself?
2 years, 5 years down the line.
I see myself impacting women. That's it. Women.
Okay.
Women. Impacting more women. Impacting younger generation. Impacting broken people. I like to take broken stuff and work with it. That is me. I don't like things that have been worked on. I really like things that... I like transformation. I really like transformation. I want to see people saying, oh, when I met Bubu, this was how my life is. And look at me now.
That's how you can see impact.
Yeah, that's the impact.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see. We're coming to you for a touch. You should touch your own
money.
You know me, I cannot talk because you two have been working together for a while, so you can definitely tell. You know when she starts working with you.
But
Bella, I would say this. Bella is such a. I don't even.
You're saying
Bella has always been a supporter.
How did
and
you
she respects people's
how
businesses.
Did you meet her? How did you meet her?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, myself.
Huh. I really don't remember how I met you.
It's been a long time.
Okay, so we met. She said we met on a flight to London, but we never talked.
No, we weren't we weren't cool then. Cool I mean, then. Yeah, we weren't friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that, but
one call.
But she was looking at me, so I was checking my shoes. Like, hey, I hope I'm going to. I was like, is looking at me. I know she's a stylist. She's not like me. So I was hiding it. I was like, hey, I was traveling crazy. Don't come and judge my look.
And I think I called you.
Yes.
I called you out of the blue.
Yes,
please.
So you have her number then?
I probably found it
somewhere.
Okay. I don't
remember.
Interesting. But what was the first gig?
I really don't remember.
What was the first
I'm sure it was for TV.
I think it was for TV.
Was it?
Yeah, it was for TV.
That was the first time.
Yeah, that was the first time. It was for TV.
But before that, you had given me, because you had a sports brand.
Oh.
And you had given me.
No, I don't know why I checked it out.
You.
I saw
the gym.
Oh, so that's how we got to know each other.
The gym wear. That was how we got to know each other. I came to the office once. Yes, and I had a gym line.
Yeah, I was, you know, I checked you out. I checked people out.
Oh, really?
And then I found it.
Okay.
Like, what happened to the gym wear?
Oh, the gym wear, it's China. Mm. It's the Chinese people. Mm. I wasn't getting the supply. And then the next deal I had, the quality wasn't great. Like, the first one, look, the quality was so great.
I remember you gave me one. I still have it. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I told you I wanted to shoot.
And in the
girl.
It was Boobie.
That was
pictures.
The name. Boobie.
Yeah, that was the name. Yeah. That was the name. But I didn't get the suppliers, the quality and everything. Mm. And I was like, nah. Because if it comes and it's no good, I wouldn't want
of course,
the,
you don't want that out.
Yeah.
So are you coming up with a brand?
See, Boobie, you see, that's why I asked you, what's next? So...
Yeah, I might come up with a brand. Mm. Now, you know, I've gotten to a space in life that I want to really focus on one thing and do it effectively.
Yeah.
It's always good to have, this is what someone told me all that some time back, that a table has to have like four legs so that it doesn't, if it has one leg, it will be shaking.
Mm. Because
it's four legs. It's because you have to have a massive or like passive income, different sources of income.
Yeah.
But look, for me, as Bubune, I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
I like to take one thing, smash the hell out of the thing
before you move.
That's how I effectively like to give things my all. Mm. So when I'm done with it, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Then I can move on.
I mean,
to
you know, whatever works for you.
Yeah, that's what works for me.
Yeah.
Because if I have a lot of
things at the same time,
I don't really function well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Miss Bubune, she's smashing people's closets at the moment. Looking to move on.
You know, one thing too that I've been trying to do for women is to do closet detox.
Oh,
a lot of people.
So she's supposed to do mine.
Closet detox, like serious. You know, I'm a minimal person. Yeah. I have my clothes. You know, I usually give like in every 3 months or anytime I travel and I'm back, I have to give. Yes, that's why I've never done sales.
It's because
I'm supposed to be selling, but no, I just give it out.
Interesting.
I just give. Yes, most of the time, most of any time. I travel
so it means
while
that she
bored.
Spends also a lot because she if does. You are detoxing,
she does.
It means that you are referring.
Yeah, I don't spend a lot, but I spend wisely. That's the word.
Yeah,
I spend wisely. Trust me.
That's important.
I'm always a person looking for the sales staff when I travel. Mm. I ain't shy about that.
So you're not the big brand kind of person.
No, I'm not. Mm. I'm not. You know why? Because the only thing that you have to be big on is maybe your accessories. But with clothes, I think people should do... Rich people do Zara.
Yeah.
Every rich person...
And I heard somewhere... You're trying to impress the rich people.
When that are wearing t-shirts.
You know, when they don't care. So what are you doing?
What's the point?
Exactly.
Just look good.
Yeah.
Just look the part. Be presentable and your accessories.
I mean, if you design a bag there and they won't kill.
It won't kill. What's in the
world? Don't listen to Bella.
Yesterday, I was talking to a client and I told her that, look, girl, she wanted to buy other brands like that are close to a Chanel bag. And I was like, girl, why don't you save that? Pamper yourself on your birthday.
Yeah.
That's like you bought one Chanel bag a whole year. That's like $6,000
or something. Look at that.
Yeah. that's it makes like sense. A luxurious
trip somewhere.
One. That's it, yeah. And they increase in value.
Yes.
So it's stuff true. Like that. So I wouldn't want to buy, you know, I like high street brands a lot. Mm. I do that a lot. Like those are the things that keeps me going.
Yeah.
So I declutter most of the time. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I always know the things I have in my closet.
Right.
But if you have a lot,
then
yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to wrap up at this point.
Yes.
But
yes.
If you still have to buy a luxury brand, what would it be?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, it has to be a Hermès.
Yay!
They are the one you have to keep.
Well, yeah, the Chanel bags also increase in value. Yeah. I mean, the old all classic the bags, brands, all the they're bags, going for more, you know, expensive.
It has so, to be. Yeah.
Those are staples, like classics.
Yeah. We're three, so like that. Remember us. You, since you are all about women empowerment, when you empower yourself with the amazing, remember.
Give us like three, like what are the things that you need in your closet? Like the indispensable, how the must-haves.
The must-haves in closet. In your closet. That should be like a black jeans.
Okay.
Black I think jeans. Every woman should own that. A black bag and a black strappy heels.
Yeah, she's always telling black, me.
You know, one thing about strappy heels is
in what is strappy heels?
Straps. I love straps a lot.
Oh, me,
I'm only a fan of all these spikes and stuff. No. She wants it clean.
A plain.
No, they're clean.
These hurt so much.
Yeah, Louboutins. No, so you have
these
to,
are very comfortable.
They're very comfortable. Very okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people say pumps are really comfortable. But with girls, with a lady...
All black everything. Okay, I see.
Okay, yes, black jeans.
Black high-waisted jeans. Yes, a black bag, a structured bag, of course.
When you say structured,
a structured, a bag that doesn't like those tote bags.
The
tote bags, I always say, is usually for travels or like maybe when you're going shopping and stuff like that. But for an everyday lady, you would have to have like a structured bag. Yes, a structured bag, like the solid ones that you can put on the table
and it doesn't move.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. We will remember that.
Yeah.
So if you don't have black jeans, you have blue jeans. That also does the work.
Yeah, it depends on the shade as well. But you know, with black, it goes with everything.
So that's why everything. It has to be black.
You know, the staples that you have to have in your closet that you just have to be building on and then restyling those stuff. So you know, usually you buy clothes and it's like this color, you only use it for one particular kind of thing. It doesn't have to be that way.
Quick question. Do you see a woman and then you're like, oh my God, this is she's so bad at fashion.
Oh my God. I need you want to start a fashion police thing, like whereby I will just be bashing people here and there.
Darling.
In this Ghana, fashion police.
Are you sure you want to do that?
You
want to
do that in Ghana?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so game for it because I met one lady the other time. I just spoke to her. I was like, girl, we don't do that.
Are you going to give a Joan Rivers kind of comment?
How did she
do it? No.
Because, you know, the thing is, I've realized a lot of people don't know. Yeah. She's doing what she knows.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah. And
I've always said this, that any platform, I'm always ready to give out. Any platform that would call me to talk to women about their personal brand, I'm for it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really. So they can learn. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. Some people aren't born with a fashion sense.
Yeah.
It's you know, fashion actually is something that is
in you.
Yeah.
So when you have
some
it,
people have it, some people don't
have it. It's not even about with the money you have.
Some people don't have the money, but they know how to arrange stuff. Wear stuff.
Like me, you can take me back to Kent and I'll pull stuff and bring it to you.
So we're officially announcing that we have a Cannes date with Bubunay, and so she'll be taking us so we can pick up some clothes at very affordable prices. In fact, very, very affordable prices. And so the local parlance, we say Tonolo na Shanihai. So pick it up from the ground and then style it and make it look high fashion. And so we're going to do that. And for those of you who can't come, it's fine. If you can make it, come along and let's go get ourselves ready. On that note, you were wrapping up at this point. That's Bubune, I guess. We'll sort out the rest later. But thank you for joining us. We'll see you again another time.